Welcome to BookExpoCast.com, the official podcast of Book Expo America. This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft's Live Search Books Publisher Program, available at publisher.live.com. For those of us familiar with the book industry, Beyond the Book events have become a staple, ever present, ever educational. And the brains behind Beyond the Book belong to the ever present Chris Keneally. Hi, Chris. Nice to speak with you again.
It's very nice to be here with you.
All right, Chris, for those not familiar, a little background, please. What is Beyond the Book, and how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I'm flattered that you should say I was the brains behind this, but that's probably overstating it here. What I've done is kind of extend the mission of Copyright Clearance Center, which is the nonprofit that sponsors the Beyond the Book programs, into the conference world and into the podcasting world. My own background is as a journalist, and I really enjoy probing lots of different issues, and that's what we do with Beyond the Book. It's a look at the very dynamic publishing industry, asking questions that authors and editors need the answers for. So it's about new technologies, it's about new approaches to marketing and to finding ways to sell and move your book beyond the written word into new areas and new markets.
Now, over the past few years, Beyond the Book has increased its participation and raised its profile at BEA. If you will, please, take a look back and tell me some of the highlights from last year at BEA.
Well, yes, indeed. We've been coming to Book Expo now. This will be our third year, and very pleased to be back. It's an opportunity for us to connect with that publishing community as well as the authors who are there with their new books are just coming to learn about what books are being published. Last year, we put on two programs, one that looked at the industry side in a way that is trying to capture where we're moving today, and that is how digital technology makes so much available for free. So we had Chris Anderson, who's the editor-in-chief of Wired magazine, and who is very much an advocate of making material available online for free, tell us about why he thinks that's a successful way to do things. And we looked at it from a couple of different perspectives with some people from the publishing side who think, well, it shouldn't be free all the time. And then for more of a public, general public audience, we did a program on sports writing. Sports writing is now being taken seriously, really beyond the newspaper pages. And so we featured David Marinus, who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author from the Washington Post and who has written on the life of Roberto Clemente and Vince Lombardi and had just edited the Best Sports Writing of the Year anthology from Houghton Mifflin. We also had Peter Gallenbach, who's written a number of bestsellers about the New York Yankees and other teams. And it was a terrific opportunity to see, as I say, how the sports writing genre is now sort of front and center. I'm a sports fan of sorts, but not a raving sports fan, but I really enjoy a good story, and that's what all these authors managed to achieve.
Well, and Chris, this year again, Beyond the Book is going to have a high profile at BEA. Tell me about some of the programs you have on tap for this year.
Sure. We're going to do our own little panel discussion on Friday at 1 o'clock. It's on the future of reading, and it strikes me as funny, but, you know, 100 years ago when they invented the cinema, the inventors were rather depressed because it wasn't being picked up and it wasn't immediately profitable. So one of them said, well, the cinema is an invention without a future. I think if people invented the book today, they would say the same thing. They would think there wasn't much of a future in it. But I'm a confirmed book lover, and I think there is a future for books and for reading. But I think you have to be prepared for the current technology, and you have to be ready to access the markets that the new technologies make available. So we're going to talk to Anna Maria Alessi, who is the publisher of Harper Media, which just announced this week that they are putting in their own internet TV studio at the New York offices. So while they're still publishing books, they are recognizing they need to reach their audiences in new ways, and they're going to do that online with TV online. We're also going to have Paul Dry, who's a small publisher from Philadelphia, and he's published a number of books that look at reading as an activity, what makes it important, how publishers can find readers and find authors in ways that connect them at a point when there's just so much noise out there. It's very hard to be heard. And Paul's come up with some great ways to connect people through books, and he really loves books too. We're also going to do a couple of the upfront and unscripted interviews, which I'm very much looking forward to hosting. And I'll be interviewing Jeffrey Sharp, who last year, last fall, announced a partnership with HarperCollins. Jeff is a film producer, and he produced a number of films, Boys Don't Cry, You Can Count on Me, and has now got a deal inked with HarperCollins that allows him access to books before they're published to consider them as potential properties for Hollywood. And I think that shows rather the direction we're going here. Books are very much a part of the whole media spectrum. They're not on their own. Books and television and film are all very much connected more than ever. And to that point, I'll also be speaking with the founder of eMusic, and that's David Pakman, and it's going to be a chat about online delivery of content and some of the licensing issues that come up in all of that. So looking forward to those programs. We'll also just be making possible through the podcast series for listeners to hear a number of the shows that are going to occur throughout BEA, interviews with Daniel Pink and Cory Doctorow and a number of other leading authors.
Chris, if I want to listen to any of these discussions or seminars or interviews from either the past or those coming up, where can I go? What's the website?
Well, pretty easy. Beyondthebook.com, all one word. We are there with weekly releases of our podcasts, and we have all the material archived as well. And, you know, we have just a range of shows that look at everything from how to publicize your book better if you're an author, to a discussion with the publisher of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, John Morse, who really faces a tremendous challenge at his company and has done a great deal of innovative thinking around, you know, where a dictionary publisher goes when reference is now so ubiquitous online.
Chris, obviously you have your finger on the pulse of this industry. What do you think the next big thing is?
The next big thing, well, you know, it's funny. The Kindle, which is the e-book reader that Amazon brought out last fall, has been very popular, and a lot of people would tell you that e-books are going to really come to the fore in the next few years. I think that's possible, but I think the thing to watch is not the e-book reader, but that other device in your pocket, the cell phone. I think we're going to start to see a lot more publishing that's going to get delivered into your cell phone, which, of course, is growing into much more of a pocket-sized computer. Believe it or not, people are writing novels and publishing them in cell phone format in Japan. So just as we've adopted sushi and tempura, it wouldn't surprise me if we'll see some written material going directly to your cell phone in the next few years.
Now, if you told me I could get sushi over my cell phone, I could get really excited about that.
Well, I think if you have an iPhone and you go to Google, it can tell you where the nearest sushi restaurant is. So that's probably as close as you can get.
Good idea. Hey, Chris, we're looking forward to seeing you at BEA. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Nice to be on the show with you.
All right. Chris Keneally of Beyond the Book.